standing for you guys if you want it. All right, I got a couple photos. Can we throw these up? Because I'm so excited to go. This is a nice little sunset photo of the lake and the trees in the background. You can't really see the lake. It's there. Don't worry. This is where we're gonna be crammed into this amphitheater. It's insane. It's gonna be incredible to get you guys in here. Okay, those are the cabins. All right, look at that. That's like a mansion. All right, look at those things. I got to go quick. Okay, so this is a huge field where we can, I don't know, frisbee. I'm hoping it's covered in just snow. I'm hoping it's just white. Let's see here. This is where all the food happens. All right, rumor has it there might be steak dinner. All right, steak dinner on Saturday. That's another food photo. I love food, so we're just going to show two photos of food. Is there another one? There we go. That's an actual photo of a week ago, people. Okay, and it's raining now. It might be snowing up there. One last little Instagram-worthy photo, I think, for you guys there. So that is another snow photo. That's the last one, I think. So look at that. That's insane. That's insane. So I hope you guys have a jacket. If you don't, just chat with me. We'll try and find you a parka or some huge big coat. It's going to be cold, people. I've been up there when it was 2. All right? When it's been 2. I looked at the thermometer. It literally was just 2. Okay? Like your boogers freeze at that point. Okay? It's that cold. And so Lost Canyon is even more special for me personally because I have many memories up there. I've been there, gosh, I think I've been there 5 times or so, and mostly good memories. There's one bad one, though. There's one bad one that I do not want you guys to ever experience yourself, okay? And so this is going to be a what not to do at Lost Canyon, and I shared this with our high schoolers last time we went up there. And so it's the last day, we're all packed, all of our bags are packed, like we're waiting to get on the bus. Like I think one of the bus drivers like had to go pee or something, and so we're all waiting, and I'm bored. I'm like, man, I'm bored, what can I do? And so I didn't want to play frisbee anymore. We already did a bunch of that. The gym was closed, they couldn't go in there. And so I'm like, I got it, dude, I got it. Like, why didn't I ever think of this before? I'm gonna get in this suitcase, and I'm gonna zip it up, and I'm gonna bark like a dog as people walk by me and freak them out. For some reason, that's what came to my head. Don't ask me now. I don't know why I thought that, okay? But that's what I did. I like contorted myself in like a sweet yoga position into this duffel bag, and people are walking by, and I'm just like barking at them, okay? And I was like trying all the different dog types. I was trying the annoying yapper, like I was trying like the little white dog you just want to go to, and then I was like trying like the big one, and I don't know, I was just kind of going crazy, and I got a little too confident in my dog. I actually started feeling like I'm becoming a dog, and so this one kid comes by, and I'm barking, and he's like, and he starts like kicking me, and like I was like getting a little frustrated. He's like, okay, and I didn't want to go, hey, stop it, but I had to keep my dog, like, persona going on, and finally, he kicks me, and I just go, and I, like, bite his, like, foot. I don't know why, I, like, just bit his foot, and he pulls out, like, a pencil, and just goes, and just, like, stabs me, like, right in the arm. So I'm like, first off, if you're gonna stab an animal, it better be a cat, it better not be a dog, but he just goes, boom, and just stabs me, like, ah! And I, at that point, I'm just like, no more a dog. I'm like, who is that? And I'm like stuck in the suitcase. And like one of my leader comes running over and he like picks his kid up. Like, why did you stab a dog? And then I come out like all sweaty and contorted and all this. And all I say all that, do not do that, okay? You could get stabbed. You could get stabbed, all right? So don't bring that idea to camp. Johnny's laying that over you. Do not bark like a dog. Death could occur at Lost Canyon, all right? And so I'm excited to hang with you guys. Like, oh, we'll be up there. I think, did Ryan mention that? High school is going to be up there too. We'll all be hanging, and don't worry, won't be too scary. We're not going to, you know, we're going to have some fun, all right? Because I want to hang out with some of you eighth graders. It's going to be a blast. And so sign up. Seriously, sign up. It's going to be incredible. You guys, let's get these Bibles into the hands of these kids. We're going to be digging in here in just a second. You guys, whoever needs a Bible, seriously, they've got them. I also found this. It's just John, okay? And that's what we're doing for the next couple months or so. This is just John. And look, it was just in my back pocket. It's that easy to bring that to church. Who wants it? Did you even want that? Did you want it? Because they did. Okay, that's yours now. Okay, Gospel of John. There you go. We'll get into John in just a second, but a lot of times we talk about the Old Testament, okay? That's about this much. Look at that. Well, a lot of times we talk about all of that. I mean, this is good too. I mean, there's a ton here. We talk a lot about the Old Testament, and what we talk about a lot of the times is the people that were following God in the Old Testament were the Jews, and they had this law system that they followed, okay? You guys know what I'm talking about, the big law system that they followed? Like, they had to get it down to a T, 600 of these things, okay? 600 laws, rules, 600 little tiny rules, big ones too, like don't kill people, you know, like don't steal, don't deflate footballs. All of these things were in the code of law. Some of you got that. But there were also little tiny rules that honestly, if you blew it, if you messed up even the little rules, like that was a big deal. How many of you guys like tied your shoelace tonight? A lot of you, okay? If it was the Sabbath and you tied your shoe, you're in trouble. All right, I'm not even kidding. Like, that was one of the rules. You're not allowed to tie a knot because that's too much physical labor. Apparently, it's too much physical labor for the Sabbath. There's one day a week when you don't do anything. That's what you're supposed to do, like literally nothing, like no physical exercise whatsoever. Some of you are like, dude, that was me today. Netflix and Doritos. That was me all day today, all right? And so you did a Sabbath, all right? Congratulations. But let's just say it was the Sabbath. You look down and your shoe's untied. Ah, I can't do it. And you were to do it, boom, broke the rule. Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? There's like 600 of these sorts of things. And now there were people, this is crazy, who actually loved following these sorts of rules. Like they were like, man, that's so cool. That's such a great rule. I love not tying my shoe. You know, like there are some people that are like, man, here's all 600. Oh, check, check, check. And these guys were called Pharisees. Pharisees. These were like the super, like, professional rule followers. And they were called Pharisees. And we're about to kind of just invade this conversation today with a Pharisee and Jesus. We're going to step into a conversation that these two have where this Pharisee's world gets rocked. Like, if this is his life, it gets flipped upside down. Everything he's ever known, his whole past life means nothing. Jesus is like, yeah, no, everything you just did, like your whole 30 years of everything and all like the accolades and all the trophies and all those things, it means nothing. Cool. Thanks, Jesus. Well, let's see what they talk about, because it's actually pretty incredible, and he responds in a crazy way. So if you have John open, can you go to chapter 3 for me? John chapter 3 is where we're going to be. John chapter 3, okay? Now, before I get going, he's about to come into this conversation, and like I said, there's going to be some news that this guy finds out, some information that literally changes his entire life from this point forward. Okay, now, I'll use an example. This happens to us every once in a while where you find out some information that changes everything. You guys know about the secret menu at In-N-Out, right? Okay, you get the grilled cheese, you get a root beer float. Did you know that? You can, what? That is it, my friend. That's what I get every time. The Neapolitan shake, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. That information did change my life. It did. And there's another piece of information that changed my life. All right, it's Girl Scout cookie time, people. Right now, it's Girl Scout cookie time. And I don't know if you're a Thin Mint in the freezer type of person or the tag along or like they have an oatmeal raisin one that's new now. Whatever you do, do not look at the nutritional facts, okay? Because it will just ruin everything, all right? Because all the you know, the cute little innocent Girl Scout cookie girl, I'm like rowing a kayak in the front. It's like, hey, these are really great. You should buy 18,000 of them so I can keep doing this. Like, they're not that bad for you. It's a lie, all right? If you've ever looked at the nutritional facts, you'd be like, whoa, okay, probably shouldn't have eaten an entire box. Maybe just the sleeve. Maybe just the middle column. But to tell you the truth, that didn't even bother me. I read the nutritional facts. I'm like, the mints in the freezer are still winning. All right. That information didn't change much. Okay, but this information that this guy finds out today, that changes everything. It's big time. All right, so let's dive in. Chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man, a Pharisee named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council, okay? So this guy's in charge. He's, look what it says. He's the ruler of the Jewish ruling council, so he's got some popularity. He's in charge. He's got some trophies, some badges, some necklaces, all these things. He's done a ton. We find out he's loaded. He's rich later on. So this guy kind of has it all, right? But he's missing something. He feels like he's got everything but this one thing, and that's why he's talking to Jesus, okay? That's why he's talking to Jesus, and it says right here, he came to Jesus at night, and he says, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who's come from God. Like, for no one could perform the signs you're doing if it was not from God. So Nicodemus comes to Jesus at nighttime. He's like, listen, Jesus, I know who you are. All right, my Instagram feed was going crazy when you did the water to wine thing. Like, that was crazy. People were live tweeting it. It was, like, kind of annoying. That was, I don't know how you did it. You must be from God, for sure. But he's like, I don't know. You're from God. I just don't know that I can commit yet. Is that, I mean, don't raise your hand, but if that's you, I don't care, you can raise your hand. If that's you, maybe you're kind of like Nicodemus here. You're like, okay, yeah. God, I think you exist. I've seen some of these photos of outer space, and there's just no way that that's just, there's just no way that's just a big bang. That's got to be you. That's got to be you. I think that you exist. Or maybe you're like Jesus, where you're like, you know, Jesus, I think you're a good teacher. I think you definitely existed. You definitely lived, but I don't know if you're anything more than that. Because that's where Nicodemus was at. Nicodemus just kind of, he approached Jesus curious. So if you're curious, let's keep reading. Jesus replied, and it's funny because he actually didn't even ask him a question. Jesus, like, mind reads Nicodemus right here. And he's like, all right, I'm going to speed this conversation up because I know this is what you're after. And he says this, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they're, what? They're born again. Nicodemus goes, how can someone be born when they're old? Like, Jesus, can you kind of walk me through that? Like, I don't want to do that. He says, surely they can't enter a second time into their mother's womb. He's like, I'm not going back in there, okay? So when you say I'm born again, there better be something you're not telling me because I'm not doing that again, okay? I don't remember it. I have a feeling I don't want to do that again. And Jesus answered, very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they're born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh. Like, human gives birth to humans. But he says, the Spirit gives birth to spirit. And now, you should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again, Nicodemus. Now, imagine what if there's a pause right here? What if, I mean, there isn't, but what Jesus says next, it almost seems like he switches gears. Like Nicodemus and Jesus are, it's at nighttime. What if they're having a conversation on like the rooftop and they're looking over the city and all of a sudden, this cool breeze comes by. And Jesus goes, hey, Nicodemus, did you feel that? Did you feel that? Yeah, that was the wind, Jesus. And Jesus says this, the wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. And so it is with everyone who's born of the Spirit. Can you see wind? Like, honestly, can you see wind? No, you just see trees bending in half. So you see, okay, there is wind. There's something going on. Ladies, you know the effects of wind because your hair gets in your lip gloss and all that. And so you know that wind is there, and you kind of can feel where it's going. You can't pinpoint where it started because it's like, where could it be? But you know where it's going. But it's got a mind of its own, right? I've got $5 in my pocket right now for someone in this front row who wants to come up here. Boom, come here a second. Even if you are a U of A fan, I will allow you to come on this stage. So I did find this $5 bill at church, and so if you don't win it, which I don't think you will, I'm just going to give it to God in the back safe, okay? So here's what I'm going to do. I've got a fan right here, my friend. Now, put this bowl anywhere you think that this feather will land, this feather will land when I turn this fan on. Okay, now hold on. It's light, all right? Look at that. It's very light. Oh, dear. Okay. What are you thinking? Okay. I think you broke my bowl. I do. All right. I'm going to give you one more chance. You can move it if you want. Now look where that just landed. It might be a good idea to put it somewhere close to there. You got $5 riding on this, dude. Think about what $5 can buy you, man. A ton of secret menu stuff at In-N-Out. Oh! Hey, good try. Give it up for him one more time. Good try. Let me, hold on. If I do it, I get to keep it. Dang it. Oh! Okay. So okay, this is a very simple illustration, and this is what Jesus was trying to get after. He's like, Nicodemus, you don't get it. Okay, you see the wind, it's coming. You don't understand where it's coming from or what it's going to do. He's like, that's like God, man. That's like God. You can't see the actual presence of the Holy Spirit. You can't see God. You can't predict what he's doing. He's God. He can do whatever he wants. You kind of know him in like what he would maybe do, but like ultimately you're like, I don't know. It's a guessing game. That's the wind, Nicodemus. Anyone born of the Spirit, ultimately, it's in God's hands. You might be able to pray for him. You might be able to try all of these things, but God might act a certain way differently than he acted in another situation. You guys maybe have seen that before. He does things differently at times, and he can't be predicted. He's like, that's the same thing. God will get whoever he wants to get. Like the wind have a mind of its own, God has a mind of his own. And look at this. First off, was that simple enough? Do you guys understand that? Nicodemus is like, huh? It's okay. So verse 9, how can this be? Jesus is probably like, oh my gosh. Okay, Nicodemus, you are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and you don't understand these things? He's like, dude, you are like at the top. And you don't get it? Very truly I tell you, man, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but still, you people don't accept our testimony. And at the very bottom, at verse 15 of this text that we're going to study today, he's like, if you believe, you'll have eternal life. He's like, that's all I got to say to you, man. That's as simple as I can put it. And this conversation that Nicodemus had was crippling for him. Like, that probably just took him to his knees because Jesus just said, hey, you know how your whole life was practically perfect? That means nothing. Nicodemus was probably just broken. Like, are you serious? How hard I've worked to get to this point? Man, Nicodemus shows up with like all of these things, these lists of all of what he's done, and Jesus shows like this x-ray because he just wants to see his heart. Nicodemus is like, here's my list. God's like, okay, here's an x-ray to see who you actually are. Because that's what I'm about. And we're not going to get to it, but I have a feeling that this story is in John. It's setting the stage for the most famous verse in the whole Bible, and it's the very next verse. You can look at it yourself. You guys have probably seen it before. Because we don't find out what Nicodemus makes his decision here. You guys, like the story doesn't continue. It's almost like John writes, John 3:16. He's like, oh, that's good. I'm going to keep going with that. And we never find out what Nicodemus decides. In this moment, at least. Because we find out later he does become a Christian. He loves Jesus so much that he's the one that takes his body down from the cross. He's the one that helps bury him. So this guy definitely loved Jesus. But he went home maybe chewing on what exactly this meant for his life. And so now it's our turn. Now, we just read the story. That was fun. That was great. But, like, honestly, like, why did we read it? And here's why. I think some of us maybe were like Nicodemus. Like I said, you're like, yeah, God, I think you're there. I think somehow this could work, but I don't know yet. Well, here's the deal, guys. There's an invitation right here on the table. And this invitation involves some really good news and some bad news. I'll start with the good. The good news is good people don't go to heaven. And if that's you and you're like, relief, because you're like, man, I don't know, I blow it all the time. And if that's true, if good people don't go to heaven, then woo, I'm in. I got a chance. The bad news is, though, guys, good people don't go to heaven. And so if you're like Nicodemus, you're like, well, but I've done all these things, man. I go to a Christian school. I haven't missed a service in like 20 weeks. I'm going on a mission trip. Like, good people don't go to heaven. Forgiven people go to heaven. Because if maybe you're like, oh, it's just a math problem. Good, my good stuff plus my bad stuff better equal more good stuff than bad stuff, and I'm good. And Jesus hates algebra. All right? That's not an excuse to not do algebra homework. Okay? But that little equation, good plus bad better equal good than I'm in heaven, doesn't work. That's what he just told Nicodemus. You believe that he died for you and that he rose from the dead, that you see the kingdom of God. And now, maybe for the rest of us, yeah, we remember that. Maybe we raised our hand at a camp or we've accepted Jesus and we are born again. And then guys, this is my last thing. I want you to just listen in really quick. We're almost done. This is the last thing I want to talk about. This is what this means for you if you're a Christian. If you're born again, okay, just like a baby is born and he grows up, like at first he just poops and eats and that's all he does, and then he kind of starts crawling, and then he gets a little bit older and he learns to sabotage and then blame things on his younger brother. And you guys, you know the deal, okay? Like as you grow up, you start learning who you are, you start figuring out, man, this is what I'm good at, this is what I like to do, this is what the world is like, and that's good, that's bad, and this is the same thing. As a Christian, when you become a Christian and you're born again, you start learning who I am now, what God has made me, and how he's wired me, and what I love, and you start seeing the world differently. Like, I hope you do. If you're a Christian in here, I mean, the world should be seen through a different lens, and all of a sudden you see pain, and you see evil, and you want to do something about it. And you see how God works. Like, that's, and all of a sudden there's a different lens that you see things through, and that's a part of being born again as you grow. And so, guys, for you, for the Christians in this room, I don't know, not everyone in here is a Christian. For the Christians in the room, just know that growth, spiritual growth, is a process, and God is very patient as you grow. Don't think you have to be perfect right now. If you've just become a Christian, or even in the last couple years, there's so much room for you to grow in time. And so, guys, I want to pray. I want us to, you know, it's about time. I want to pray, and we'll just leave with this. If there's anything that you grabbed from tonight, it's that good people don't go to heaven, but forgiven people do. Let's pray. God, that is so true, because at times we try so hard to impress you, and we do all these things because we maybe think that Maybe you're keeping track of all that, and if as long as I don't blow it too many times, then you're still going to be happy with me. But the truth is, Lord, you love us the same, whether we blow it or whether we do an incredible thing. But God, may we just remind ourselves that Jesus, your Son, died for us so that we can be forgiven, and that's what gets us into heaven, and we can spend the rest of our life with you forever. And that's amazing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, see you guys. I might be anyone, a lone fool out in the sun. Your heartbeat of solid gold, I love you, you'll never know. When the daylight comes, you feel so cold. You know, I'm too afraid of my heart to let you go.